enjoying the show? You can help others find it and enjoy it too by giving us a 5-star rating or review. If you feel like reaching out to us with a question or comment, you can send us an email at mywifetherd@gmail.com. And don't forget to visit our website at mywifethedietitian.com, as well as our social media pages. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Enjoy the show. It's Rob and Sandra from My Wife the Dietitian, and this is Nutrition Nuggets.
Yes. Hi, Rob.
Hello, Sandra.
Well, we're going to talk about something that you made the other day because it was really interesting. Cauliflower rice. It was the first time you tried it, and I know a lot of clients use this, and they use it in a way that's kind of a carb substitute. So if they want to have one of their meals in a day that has less carbohydrates, then cauliflower rice is one of those options. I mean, some people use spaghetti squash or the new pasta or cauliflower rice. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that because it's kind of an alternative to rice and it's made with vegetables. So you're getting a little bit more vegetables there. And there's some benefits to that, like in terms of the sulfur compounds. You know, cauliflower comes from a cruciferous vegetable, right?
It sure does.
We've talked a lot about that on previous episodes.
Many.
Like superfoods, that one. We talked all about cruciferous vegetables and trying to incorporate more foods that have those sulfur compounds. And there's a reason for that.
What, to include more sulfur compounds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because actually the sulfur compounds tell the body to rev up the production of enzymes that inactivate and help eliminate carcinogens.
Okay.
So it's almost like a detox. Like it helps your blood get rid of some harmful chemicals. So that's why I always say to people, like, if you can have more cruciferous vegetables, and remember cruciferous because of the botany, like they grow with the cross. So that's why they were named like cruciferous.
Oh, right. Yeah, like their little root.
Yeah, the Latin word for cross.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of their X-shaped blossoms.
Like a crucifix, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Our chickens love those.
Cruciferous vegetables.
Yeah, they really do. Like the cabbage and the kale and cauliflower. Oh my gosh. You give them cauliflower, they go crazy.
I bet they'd like the cauliflower rice because it's like seed, right?
Yeah,
it's like
the
stuff you sprinkle on the ground. Yeah. They probably love it.
Yeah, but we want to eat it.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, it was awesome. I heard the food processor going the other day and...
You had no idea. It was really funny because I was shopping and I thought, oh, I'm going to get a cauliflower and make the rice because we've got this food processor and I love it. And I've always thought that I want to try cauliflower rice just because I hear everyone talking about it and it makes sense. It sounds pretty easy. And so, yeah, I got this cauliflower and I went to make dinner and I thought, I'm going to do the cauliflower rice. And so I threw it all in the food processor and it was like 8 seconds and it was done. I'm like, oh my God, that's like so fast. And I had this whole, I ended up using the whole cauliflower because I thought, why not? We'll just, you know, have extra if we don't eat it all. And made this big kind of stir fry thing. I just threw a bunch of stuff in the pan like I always do and some veggies and, you know, the cauliflower rice. And I threw some shrimp in there, I think, and some different sauces. And when I gave it to Sandra for dinner, she had no idea what it was. I'm like, you got to guess what's in it. We always play that game with our dinner too. It's kind of fun when the other person makes the dinner. It makes you appreciate like what they made and it helps you identify like everything that's in it. It's kind of fun.
But it was like, it wasn't something you've made. I've bought it before already done. And I like the fact that you did it in the food processor, but yeah, it was funny easy. Because I wasn't thinking about that. So
it wasn't on your radar
at all. And I thought it was couscous or...
It looks just like couscous. It's really small.
Yeah.
And it works just like rice or couscous. It was great. Like adding it to the meal, it was just like adding a bowl of rice.
How many things did I say? Like I went
through...
Oh,
you were guessing like...
I could not figure it out.
No, I don't
think
you would have figured it out, to be honest.
It's so funny. And then you're like, well, I can even taste it and smell it. Can't you figure it out? You asked me if I could figure it out just from the texture and the smell. And I was like, no, I mean, it was with the meal that had a lot of other spices and flavors, which was so delicious. But yeah, I could not figure out what that was. That was funny.
Yeah, I like that.
And then when you told me, did you tell me or did I guess?
I think you guessed because I said there's some, or you said, is there, there's cruciferous vegetables in it. And I'm like, uh-huh. And then you're like, oh, is there cauliflower in it? And I said, there is.
But I was thinking big chunks.
I know you were. Yeah. And then I kind of hesitated and I think then you figured it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah. That was, that's funny, eh? Because it really looks like couscous or quinoa. I didn't, yeah, it was, or then I was like, is it like tempeh or like miso? Or
Yeah, yeah, you had some funny guesses.
Yeah, yeah, but that was really delicious. And it is good. I mean, I've had pizza made with cauliflower crust.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Like the rice was like, and I think there was a trend a couple years ago more than now. I think it's kind of falling out of favor.
It was like the gluten-free trend, I think, when that all started, right?
Yeah. And yeah, people were using. But the thing is, with any trend like that, a lot of times when people use the same thing over and over and over again, like I've had clients that were on diets or followed some low-carb diet in the past, and now they can't have cauliflower rice. They don't want it anymore because yeah, they had it too much. And that's the whole thing with variety and balance, right? Is you don't get sick of any one food and then it can all be incorporated at different times. So if you're out at a social event and they have a dish that's made with cauliflower, you're not like totally turned off.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Good point. The other plus with making the cauliflower rice in the food processor is it's a really fast cleanup because it's dry. So you don't have to like clean out the food processor. You just make it, throw it in the pan or throw it in a container to save it. And you just give your thing a quick rinse and it's done. It's not like when you make hummus or a sauce when you got to like do this big cleanup. Because you came into the kitchen. That's the other thing. You came in and there's no dishes. I'm like, yeah, well, it was easy prep. I had kind of cleaned as I went. And so, yeah, another plus.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's good. Like the thing with cauliflower is you can buy it and then you can use it fresh or you can cook it or like roast it on a cookie sheet or like a roasting pan with a little bit of oil or drizzle some oil and then some spices and herbs. And, you know, those sulfur compounds that you can smell, that actually means that it's a really healthy food. And it has some antiviral and anti-inflammatory and antibacterial qualities.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because of how it works with the enzymes in your system. And
is that just cauliflower or any cruciferous
vegetables? Oh, okay. Or it could be the indoles too, like the garlic and onions that have those sulfur compounds too.
Right, right.
So the sulforaphanes are the phytochemicals or the antioxidants that are super healthful and, you know, they've been shown to help reduce risk of breast cancer and good for digestion and for gut health. And we've talked about a lot of that, right? With the having good bacteria in the gut and having more fruits and vegetables will help with having a better diverse beneficial bacteria in the gut.
Right.
Cauliflower is good for healthy blood pressure too. And it's just an all around good food. And I think we did do an episode on are white vegetables considered part of the rainbow?
Oh yeah. That was sort of recent, a couple months ago, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that's a really good one to check out too, because we talk a lot about cauliflower and the benefits of white vegetables the bulbs and the vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Because of those sulfur compounds. So yeah, there's a good reason to include more cauliflower, but you don't have to completely like avoid the grains or the, you know, the carbohydrate part of the plate.
Yeah, it wasn't really my intention. It was more of a curiosity and it was more about adding something new rather than replacing something.
Oh, absolutely. No, I think that was great. It was a really good experiment and yeah, I look forward to having that again.
Yeah, I like how fast it was because like versus, cooking up rice and getting out and boiling water and all that, like this was like 30 seconds and it was ready to throw in the pan, which is huge if you've got a short time to make your dinner, which was kind of the case that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that was good. definitely a good alternative to rice once in a while, or an alternative to pasta or potatoes or noodles or other grains, but it also can be added in addition to.
Absolutely. And now we've got this little container with the rest of it. And I think you put some on the salad today.
You can throw
it in your soup. Yeah, it's great just to, you know, it's easy and it's not noticeable. So you're not like getting this big chunk of cauliflower, which you don't always want, you know, like it's just kind of a little background accent, which is nice sometimes. So,
yeah. And then there's nothing like cauliflower cheese soup.
Oh, my God.
So yummy.
Yeah.
Or just cauliflower and cheese sauce is delicious.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah. Yeah. There's lots of ways to eat cauliflower. And it's good to just buy the whole head of cauliflower. And then it lasts in the fridge, too, longer than a lot of the green leafy vegetables. So that's the other nice benefit, because it's not too expensive. And then it can last a couple of weeks in the fridge in different meals.
You know what I don't like about our fridge is the drawers are about an inch too shallow to hold a cauliflower or a head of lettuce. Like you can't shut the drawer. I mean,
right.
I suppose I could cut it in half.
Yeah.
But, that's another reason I wanted to use it. It's just, okay, let's just get this thing out of the fridge because right. It takes up too much room. So
yeah, absolutely. No, that was good. Well, thank you for making that. And that was a good topic of discussion for our listeners.
Yeah. Let us know how you use your cauliflower too, because maybe you've got some ideas we haven't tried. And share them with us on our social media, or email us your ideas if you want, and we can share them on one of our episodes or somewhere else. So we want to hear what you guys are thinking. Let us know. So check out the social media pages. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on YouTube. You can comment there, sharing the fun we're having. That's always nice to have other people joining in, communicating and leaving comments and that sort of thing. You can also visit us on our website. We've got a pretty fantastic blog with all sorts of information, different blog articles, a lot of guests that we have on the show contribute a blog article. So there's a ton of really good quality information on the website, and that's at mywifethedietitian.com. Like I said, you can email us your questions or comments as well, and that's mywifetherd@gmail.com. And we also have a newsletter now. That's something we've been doing for, I don't know, a little over a month now, I guess. And you can sign up for that on the website as well. There's a sign up button on most pages on the website, and that's a weekly newsletter. We've got updates on what we've been doing, upcoming shows, some links to different things. We're going to start doing recipes as well, including some recipes and some different ideas that we like to do in our home here. So we're going to start sharing those with you in the newsletter. So there's a good reason to sign up for it right there.
Yeah, we like to give the practical in addition to the science base and the evidence of the information about foods and nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what works, what doesn't, and yeah, maybe you'll hear something you've never heard before. So, and like we said, share your thoughts with us, because maybe you'll tell us something that we don't know, and then we can share it with the world too. So, yeah. And talking about sharing, you should share with your friend. Share it. Let them know what you're listening to. Say, if you're liking this podcast, let other people know about it. That's super helpful for us, and I'm sure your friends would appreciate it too.
Yeah. I like that idea. Share with a friend or a coworker or a colleague and let them know what you've learned, and maybe they can learn something too, or just listen to the information and get inspired to get in the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that is it for this week. We'll be back next Monday with a full episode. So until then, have a great week, everyone.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks for joining us today on My Wife the Dietitian. If you like what you heard, don't be shy. Leave us a comment or review, and be sure to share our podcast with your friends. If you'd like to hear more, hit that subscribe button. You can also follow us on our social media pages for updates, episode trailers, and other odds and ends. For more info and links on what we discussed on today's episode, check the show notes. We'll be back next week with another informative and fun-filled episode. Thank you.